Yeah, they come from the cities and they come from the other towns or something like that. John Cougar or John Cougar Mellencamp or something along those lines. John Landecker, that's for sure, in for Ro Khan at 720 WGN. And we're about to, I believe we have Representative Raja Krishnamoorthy on from the 8th District here in Chicago. Are you there, Representative?
Yes, sir. Hi, John.
How are you?
Good. How are you, sir?
Good. You were, as I understand this, you were at the Oversight Committee hearing for the Postmaster General. Is that correct?
That's right. Yeah, yesterday morning in Washington.
What'd you get out of that?
Well, I should first of all tell you that, you know, we received tremendous correspondence, really an outrage from my constituents about what's going on at the post office and the delays in the delivery of their mail. So I was, questioning the chairman of the board of the USPS. His name is Mr. Duncan. And then the Postmaster General, his name is Louis DeJoy, about what's going on over there. And the two takeaways that I had are, one, you know, I think that the post office has become politicized. I believe that politics and the post office don't mix, and yet that's what's happening right now. And then secondly, I think that the Postmaster General, with all due respect to him, doesn't get it. He doesn't understand that it doesn't matter whether his trucks, for instance, run on time, which he's so focused on. What matters is whether people receive their mail on time. And so, you know, we're getting tremendous correspondence about parcels and payments for small businesses being delayed, medication, Social Security checks being delayed, and then most importantly, mail-in ballots potentially being delayed, which people are very, very concerned about.
Well, it seems like they've gone out of their way to politicize this. I mean, it's happening right before our eyes. It's not like you could ignore it, that we're, you know, we're in the midst of the COVID-19. There were delays already in delivering things to stores and homes, even before all of this, before they actually took some action on the post office. Plus, you've got the election.
Yeah.
I mean, it just seems to be a really weird time to decide to do something with the post office.
That's right. I think that, you know, the president made some very, what I would say, very disturbing comments maybe a week ago to the effect that he wanted to not fund the post office at the levels that they need in an effort to what appeared to be hobble mail-in voting because he fears it's a political threat to him. And so when you have that comment coming from the president of the United States, and then you have these changes happening that are utterly, you know, devastating millions of constituents and Americans. You know, I had a veteran call in, John, and the veteran just recently had an organ transplant, and he called and asked, where are my post-operative meds? He needs those medications to survive. And so, you know, when you tinker around with the post office, you're tinkering around with people's lives. And then on top of it, when the president makes those comments, it looks like we're tinkering around for political reasons, and that's bad enough, but now you're also hurting people in other ways.
And I remember from a couple of weeks ago, the president was in an interview, and I'm paraphrasing here, and I might get it a little mixed up, but he pretty much, at least what I was hearing, is that the delay for the money for the post office would work in his favor because the Democrats wouldn't be able to have mail-in ballots.
That's right. And
it was pretty much a clear statement as to what he wanted to do. And
that's right.
As the president, it sounded to me like he wanted to screw around with the post office so he could score a few points against the Democrats.
You know, you should give him points for candor for saying that. He was about as plain as day. There was no other way to interpret it. But, you know, now, you know, we have to get the post office to work. And so that's what we're trying to do. I would just say to all your listeners, to the extent that you are planning to vote by mail, please request that ballot right now. You can do that in Illinois. In a lot of states, you can do that. There are some restrictions on when you can send that ballot back. You can usually send it here in Illinois in late September, but I would just go ahead and get that process over with, because we don't want these ballots to be held up or somehow missing on the day of the election. So let's just get that stuff done ASAP.
You know, in Chicago, we're not unfamiliar with missing ballots, but
right.
I don't think it's ever been directly related to slowdowns at the post office. Not to mention that, the people who work for the post office, who've been there for years.
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead, please.
You know, there's 650,000 postal employees, John. 40,000 of them, believe it or not, I couldn't believe the statistics, but 40,000 either suffered COVID or were quarantined. Because they're frontline essential workers.
Yeah, they sure are.
And you cannot, a lot of us may be able to work from home. They are not. They have to go to work every day. They have to deliver the mail so that they can get the medications to the people, the seniors and the vulnerable who can't go out to get that stuff for themselves. And so when you, for instance, have these workers saying, look, you know, we're leaving first-class mail on the floor, on the docks. We're not able to take it on the trucks because of these new changes, or mail sorting machines are being taken out. We can't do it by hand, and yet we're not also able to do it through overtime. Well, guess what? Everything gets delayed. These workers can't do their jobs. They have tremendous an ethic of integrity and tremendous character, and it really hurts them to the core, and also obviously hurts our constituents.
What is that? What is the? Isn't the neither rain nor sleet nor snow something along the lines will divert somebody from my given job, unless of course it's somebody appointed by the White House, and then all bets are off. You know,
that's right. That's right.
312-981-7200. We're getting some calls. Let's do that. Edwin, are you there? You're on WGN. Hello, Edwin.
Yeah. Yes, I am. This is Edwin. Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Here it is, 25 August 17, 2300 hours. I'm 10 days. And this is real. That's the reason I called in. 10 days and my medications haven't arrived. Not only the medication, I'm 100% rated disabled. My correspondence is not coming through.
Right.
I miss appointments because I don't get the confirmation letter from James L. Lovell Center up in North Chicago, which is my facility where I go with my doctors.
Well, I don't know. There's not much you can do about that, is there? I mean, seriously, you just have to sit and wait, unfortunately.
Well, that's it. But the purpose of my call-in was to tell all of the Illinois veterans that it's true. This is no hoax, and it's not, in other words, the mail is being slowed down for what other reason, I don't know. But prior to this whole thing, I never had a problem with medication. I need my medication very badly. I'm 100% disabled veteran from NAM, a Marine, and I'm not getting any correspondence. So the purpose, again, of reading is to reinforce what the congressman is saying. Congressman, I hope that you can do something about this, because this is getting like fish. It's beginning to smell.
Yes, sir. And by the way, if you need any assistance or anybody does, please call me at 847-413-1959. That's my office. We'll try to do our best to try to help however we can. But thank you for your service, sir. And by the way, 100% of medications that come through the VA for our beloved veterans come through the mail. So this is not something you can mess around with, John. And I can't stress that enough.
Well, and not only that, go ahead.
Just in closing, on my part, I will call your office. I'll give you my name for documentation, and I sure appreciate your compassion. And I'll stand by or listen to you on the radio.
All right, thanks for calling, and I hope things work out well for you. The new postmaster, not that there's a, well, I don't know, maybe there is a college course in being a postmaster, but our current postmaster, the new one, has absolutely no postmaster experience, correct? I mean, in any way, shape, or form.
That's right. He's the first one in 28 years who did not actually come up through the USPS. Yeah. So just to give a brief history for your listeners, you know, over the last 20, 30 years, you know, Republicans and Democrats, to their credit, tried to develop a professional United States Postal Service, okay? So each Postmaster General really tried to come up, they tried to pick that person from the ranks. So, for instance, Megan Brennan, the last Postmaster General, actually started out, I believe, as a letter carrier. Mm-hmm. And she worked her way up, okay? So she knows the system. She earned her stripes. And I'm not saying that you could not have someone from the outside come in and do a good job, but this gentleman in the first 60 days doesn't seem to have a connection to what his constituents and customers need. And it's really devastated a lot of people, like your previous caller.
I think we got time for one more call. Speaking of callers, let's go to Tom. Tom, you're on WGN. Hello?
Hello, Congressman. I like you.
Hi.
I heard your comments about you're so worried about the election with the Republicans. And knowing Illinois, the Democrats don't have such a good history of being honest with all the corruption that's been going on. So why is everybody so worried about what the Republicans are going to do with the mail-in ballots? And yet the Democrats don't have such a good history of being honest with their stuff either.
I don't disagree with you. In Illinois, you know, unfortunately, there's been a history of corruption. I helped to start the anti-corruption unit for the Illinois Attorney General's office under Lisa Madigan. And let me just tell you, business was good during the Blagojevich years. But,
you're talking about Lisa Madigan. Look at her father. He's the biggest corrupt one in Springfield.
All right, thanks. We're getting off topic here, so I appreciate the call.
All I can say is I don't care if you're a Republican, Democrat, Independent, whatever, but we need the elections to be run so that everybody's vote counts by Election Day. And by the way, I just want to say one last thing on that.
Sure.
You know, we passed a piece of legislation on Saturday, John, to basically require that we return to the pre-pandemic delivery standards that mm-hmm. we had. Almost 30 Republicans joined us, which is unheard of in any piece of legislation that the White House opposes these days. So there are a lot of Republicans that want to make sure the USPS gets back on track. I'm hopeful we can kind of come together and make that happen.
Thank you so much for your time this afternoon. I really appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Thank you, John.
Coming up at 5:30, time to go to the WGN newsroom with Lauren Lapka.